Canadian Tire Properties Inc. has received permission to further develop land adjacent to the company's new retail store for more new businesses, including a barbershop, clothing store and fast food restaurant. During its January 23 regular meeting, City Council unanimously voted to approve a proposed feature surface lease for part of Parcel E at 400 Thatcher Drive East as part of accommodations for the new Canadian Tire store. The surface lease is considered a subdividing instrument under the Planning and Development Act because it registers a lease, for 10 years or more, on part of the property. The city approved the new Canadian Tire construction in 2021, while the store opened in May 2022. The approval for the lease is required for new retail stores to the east of the existing building, a council report said. The property is zoned C3 vehicle-oriented commercial district, but the lease agreement will not alter the existing and proposed commercial land uses, while parking spots on the site will remain shared. The city entered into a servicing agreement with Canadian Tire Real Estate Limited for the new site, but the proposed leasing area does not fall within the existing utility easement area as part of that agreement and will not affect the application, the report continued. Meanwhile, sanitary and water services that service the entire site will remain shared. The report added that City Hall referred the proposed surface lease to the relevant utility companies for comment, but none gave any negative feedback or comments. Doug Blanc noted that in the report, city administration suggested council could reject the subdivision application. He wondered how council could deny the request when the other new buildings were already constructed. Maybe there should have been an application, from Canadian Tire, prior to starting the second phase, he added. The only thing the company wants to do is lease the property, which means it would have to leave the land under current ownership and is as if council rejected the application, said Michelle Sanson, Director of Planning and Development. Meanwhile, there is a requirement that building foundations must be created first before the company can lease out the property. Some of the new stores expected to occupy the site include Winners, a Popeyes, Edo Japan, Jump.ca Sasktel outlet and a barbershop. The next regular council meeting is Monday, February 13.